Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to finally have my guest, Chevy Chase, on this show today. Chevy is truly a living legend. And this summer, I was so excited that he actually spent a little vacation, no pun intended, at my ranch with his beautiful and brilliant wife, Janie, and their incredible daughter, Sydney. Chevy is by far one of the funniest and most talented people. And we all know he started out on that show called SNL, where he went on to become a superstar, then becoming an award-winning actor with so many memorable and beloved films under his hilarious belt. Obviously, all the vacation movies, Christmas and European. And who didn't love him in Caddyshack? Fletch. Fletch Lives, Seems Like Old Times, Spies Like Us, Three Amigos, and Funny Farm. And today, he is as busy as ever on the road doing Comic-Con and promoting Christmas Vacation coming up with Q&As all about that memorable film. And this just in, there's even a new documentary about Chevy Chase called I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not. It's scheduled to premiere January 1st on CNN, and we will hear all about it firsthand today. Plus, FYI, Chevy is also a huge animal advocate with quite a menagerie at home. So when we come back, you will hear it all from the one and only Chevy Chase.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. I am so excited to be looking at this space. Chevy, I've been trying to get you on my show for a long time, and you look fabulous. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Why do you keep saying that?
Yeah, well, first of all, so great to see you. My whole intro, which you will hear, setting up your whole career took me forever. You have so many incredible projects that you've done in your life. And I said that you were actually vacationing at my house this summer. I got to spend time with you and Janie and Sydney. And what I don't think a lot of your fans realize, you are a huge animal advocate.
Oh, I'm a huge animal, baby.
Tell our listeners about all the pets you have.
I was just talking to my friend Patrick here about our graveyard outside in the back.
Oh, a little glum to start on, but okay. A
little bit in the woods. We have 11 animals that have died while they've been with us.
Oh, no.
Over 25 years, more than that.
So you have your own pet cemetery.
So we have a pet cemetery. And because Patrick was telling me that one of his dogs is very ill and they have to put him down tomorrow.
Oh no.
Guessing maybe they bury him here. We can put his name on the grass.
Oh, of course you're talking about the one and only Patrick Anino. He is an incredible muralist. I have never seen someone with such talent. And we're going to grab Patrick in a few minutes, unbeknownst to him, to talk to him as well. But what's amazing about you and your family, Chevy, you love animals. I saw you firsthand with my little blind deaf Doxy, where you melted when he curled up to you. That's a side that I don't know if many of your fans know about you.
What?
That you are such an animal lover and such a mush when it comes to the animals.
Of course. But I love people, too. I'm an animal lover. Yeah, how can you not be? You know, I know that you are too.
Well, we love them so much. What's in your menagerie now? Who's in your house? Who's roaming around the backyard? Tell us about your pet collection.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
It is a top secret.
Right now, we have two dogs and two cats. That's all.
And you support rescue. You're really into adopting and saving, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. But that, you know, you're talking Janie stuff more than me. I'm totally on her side about anything, but she does all that work. And I just say, hey, nice dog.
Well, first of all, when I mention your name to people, Chevy, I know you may not realize this, but you have to know, people immediately burst into a smile. You bring such happiness to people because your movies are hilarious. And whenever I'm down in the dumps, I just put in one of your movies or try to hope to find one of the vacation films, and I'm literally hysterically laughing.
That's nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. They're very funny to me, too. I mean, I actually was looking at, something that I'm in the other day at the theater over here.
You don't remember which movie?
I'm laughing at things that I did in it that I didn't realize I did. Stuff like that. You know, I get a kick out of myself.
Well, you should, because your comedic timing, your facial expressions as Clark Griswold, I mean, they're just feel-good movies. And when you consider how long ago that these movies were made, wow, we need that humor today, Chevy.
Thank you, Jill. Could you pull your camera back or something? Because all I'm seeing is from your nose up.
No, how's that? Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. Just don't move your body. Try not to talk.
That's how most people like me.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
You just figured out the problem to my social life. Try not to talk.
What is with you? Anyway, do you have a husband yet?
Oh, gosh, no.
Another one?
No way. My nickname's Lord of the Rings. I've had enough.
Oh. Lord of the Rings. Look out.
A few engagement rings. Why? Do you have anyone good for me, Chevy?
Patrick's good.
Patrick is happily married. He's got the most beautiful, wonderful wife. And
I didn't think he had to marry him.
You are so bad. So meanwhile, I hear you have all these exciting things coming up. When you do these Comic-Cons, and I know you have one coming up, tell me, are you actually performing? Are you just signing autographs? What do you do at these events?
No, I'm not performing. What people who are a little bit strange sometimes, they collect autographs and of pictures and things. They walk in front of me. And I sign, they put a picture down and I sign it. Or I write a little thing on it for them or whatever it is.
They don't ask you to like recite a line from the movie or do any of that.
These are like circus people. Know where they came from. And they come in the costumes of other actors that are in the same Comic-Con. So that if somebody comes in a Superman costume, why is he here? Yeah, he's here. Oh, thanks a lot for coming in. You know, I mean, just God knows. This is what it's like. I try to be very nice.
Although, I've heard from Christy Brinkley, who's attended some of these things with you.
Oh, Christy.
You can be a little acerbic, Chevy.
How dare Christy say that? I'll get her for that.
So you're literally sitting down at a table, and they just come up and basically kiss your ring.
Basically what?
Kiss your ring. They idolize you.
Oh, they kiss my ring. I thought you meant I do.
That's a great gig, Chevy. And you actually get paid to go do these things?
I get paid to blow my nose. You know, I have no idea. I'm probably not very, very, very wealthy, frankly, because I don't really have any idea what people are paying me. I just like doing it. So
that's so great.
You know, I never ask, really. Once in a while, Patrick will tell me in a guilty voice what I made.
Well, meanwhile, at this juncture of your life, and are you open talking about your age? Are you upfront about that?
Yeah. What do you want from me? Of course I am. There's nothing wrong with 71.
Yeah. Yeah, I say the same thing. I'm in my 50s eternally.
I was just 82.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. I can actually speak firsthand because I spent time with you. You look marvelous. You really do.
Funny you should say it that way.
No, you do, though. You're tall, you're thin, you're handsome, you still have some hair.
No, I don't. That's why I'm wearing a damn hat.
You have a little hair.
Okay, I'll show. Is there any hair? Wait a minute.
Oh, it's still pretty good. Come on.
There's some.
And that's all you need is some. But Chevy, doesn't it give you great joy.
Do not tell your friends that I'm bald there.
I will not tell my friends, but I must give you...
The audience.
I won't. They'll never know. But doesn't it give you, as we say in Yiddish, great nachas, that people still show up and line up to see you and meet you?
Great nachas.
I don't know what the hell that means. What does that mean? Great. Harry Collin, nachas.
It's great joy.
Oh, great nachas. Okay.
Come on, you must know that expression.
No, I've never heard it. That's the truth.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you learned a new word.
Doesn't everybody know Nakas? Jeez.
But it's really wonderful because Christy's told me this personally, that people are so excited to see you. She said of all the stars, of all the actors that show up at these events, she said people go crazy when they're meeting Chevy.
I told her to say that.
No.
I made her do it.
Well, come on. You have fans all around the world.
But you know Christy. She's got billions of fans. She got a whole world of fans.
Yeah.
It's amazing that she's a great girl.
She's so fabulous. One of my best friends and your co-star in the original Vacation film and the Vegas Vacation film. And what's amazing, though, people just can't wait to meet you. And you continue to do these events. And I understand there's a documentary about to come out called I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not. Do you want to talk about that? I'm so excited.
No, I'm afraid not. Okay, I will. Yeah, there is a documentary being made about me, which is... Did you ever see the documentary about Lance Armstrong, the bicycle rider?
I never saw it, but I heard about it. Same director?
Well, it's the same people who did that, and that was a brilliantly done, very interesting documentary. But there, yeah, it's CNN. They're doing a documentary for an hour, which is about all I want anyway. Oh, 2 hours. Sorry, I just got the sign. They're doing a two-hour documentary, which is what I really want on me.
Wow.
Yeah, seen a lot of it, and I'm in it all. Well, it'll be CNN.
CNN on January 1st.
They're going to show it on the 1st of January, on the beginning of next year, the first day.
Chevy, I don't know if you realize this, because we just came from, Christy and I just came from, I think I saw 10 films at the Hamptons Film Festival. Some of these documentaries were so unbelievable, and every single one of them is waiting for pickup. They all said that they're hoping that someone will buy it. And I'm telling you, they were brilliant.
I mean, I remember that because I'm an East Hamptoner, and I've done the same thing every year.
Right.
If you haven't seen these things.
But do you realize what that says about you, that this documentary was made and it's going immediately on the air? That is such a testament, because it's very hard to have these docs get on today.
I don't know. I guess you're right. I'll take it.
It's true.
I'm on CNN. That's already important to me because I think CNN is watched by many, and I happen to watch it. That,
yes.
And one.
And did you see the final? Have you been involved with any of it? Are they going to show you the final before it airs?
I also watch MSNBC when I want to watch the news and get the right story.
Yeah.
Did it for both. MSNBC and CNN. No, I'm kidding. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, have you seen any part of this so far? You're going to see it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing. Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, I really liked it. My family was with me. We watched it in a theater here, and we liked it. And, yeah, I don't know what to say. It's me. So it was enjoyable. It was very nice to me.
Well, first of all, I want all our listeners all over the world to know about this, because I cannot wait to see it. I can't wait to see the
people. I laughed a lot, put it that way. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I bet you did. Did you have funny people in it? Did you have, you know, people that you've worked with in the past, like Steve Martin, some of your co-stars, Goldie Hawn, anybody like that in there?
All of them.
Oh.
So Goldie was figured very big in it. But yeah, there are other celebs, but basically they made it mostly about me as the celeb of the thing, you know.
Well, it's on you. It better be all about you. And I assume Lorne Michaels, I would assume, have a role
in
it.
Oh, yeah, Lorne's in there. Yep.
Right?
Wonderful.
When you look back, and by the way, I think I told you this when you were staying at my house right in front of your wife, so it was okay. I had the biggest crush.
Your house is in front of my wife? How dare you?
No, in front of your wife, I said to you that when I first saw you on SNL, we all had the biggest crush on you. We were all in love with you. You're tall, dark, 6'4", gorgeous, funny, smart, what more could a nice Jewish girl like me want? And when you look back at your career and you started out, you know, doing Weekend Update, being, you know, a star on SNL, and then you went on to become this major movie star, would you have ever thunk that years ago growing up as Cornelius?
Jill, could you ask your question again? I didn't get any of that.
Oh, no, don't say that.
How long was that, Mark? That's something. I want you to time that later, Mark. That's the longest question that's ever been asked of me, and I have no idea what it was about.
Try to do the Cliff Note version. I was in love with you when I first saw you. Can you believe, okay, like all women, can you believe what's happened to your life?
Yeah. Pretty obvious. I live it. But yeah, I can believe it, but it is quite amazing in retrospect and looking at it through your eyes, perhaps. I get it. I mean, it is quite a thing that's happened. God knows why it happened, but it's happened, and I'm right here doing this show. This is a big deal for me to do your show.
But that's so sweet of you. I love you for saying that. But for people that don't know that Chevy Chase was not the name you were born with, I obviously said Cornelius. Why Chevy Chase? Were you obsessed with that town in Maryland? Why? Why that name?
Yes, I was. I was.
That was the reason.
At the age of one day, I came up with Chevy. I was so obsessed with it. As soon as I came out of the actual area that I had been in for a while.
I love it. Well, you know, and it's interesting because you were smart. Back then, you know, people would change their names, but they would go from like a very unusual name to like...
My mother did it.
Your mother did it?
Of course.
I did not know that.
Oh, it's just a complicated story. First of all, how would you like to be Cornelius Crane Chase for the rest of your life? So that's not going to happen. What do they call me, Corny or Neil? So that's not happening. But my grandmother on my father's side, those were all my mother's side. My grandma in Woodstock, where I grew up as a kid, named me Chevy. She couldn't stand the name Cornelius Crane Chase. Of course, it happened to be on the other side of the family, but she just couldn't. And I could never have stood it. It's there. I don't use it at all.
It's actually funny. It's
nice seeing you again.
Chevy, considering what's happened to your life, you've done everything. Is there anything when you look back, and I can't even believe you're 82, that you think you would have love to have done that you still might tackle?
Many things, I'm sure, that don't just come to my head right now, but I love making any movies. One thing I've always wanted to do was parodies of commercials on TV. I wrote a couple of those for SNL once, you know, when I was there that first year. Those are the kinds of things that I find particularly funny and effective. And since commercials change all the time, and that in itself is funny, and the way they do it, and the people that they get, and the whole area of commercial television is a place I'd like to make fun of.
I think you could still do it. I think you could do anything you want to do. Any movies that you want to make? I know that you're also going to be doing a Q&A for Christmas Vacation, which is one of my favorites. That's fun.
I love it.
But meanwhile, it's so much fun to see all the people come out for Christmas Vacation. And just to ask you these questions, what's the craziest, other than this interview, stupidest question they've ever asked you?
Oh, my gosh.
Where you look at them like, seriously?
Some of them will come up with lines that I did in the movie and act it as they're going by. You know, they'll give me a picture to sign. And then as they're going through a Comic-Con, let's say, you bet we're all going to eat here tonight. And one of those things that happened. And they know like 5 minutes of it. They memorize it.
The whole scene.
Yeah, the whole, just me, just Clark Griswold talking. And they come by, and they'll come by and do that to my face. And for me, it's like, sure. Oh, good. Yeah. You know, it's like, why do you do this with your life? Everybody who comes to a Comic-Con.
I bet back then when you were making the movie, you never thought that in 2025, at 82 years old, they would be coming up impersonating you.
I know. Yeah. I never thought I'd be 82 either, but there's nothing about me that's old. So they come in, they think I'm their age.
Chevy, I haven't laughed this hard. Seriously, I adore you. I love being with you this summer. We have to get together soon. And I'm not letting Patrick get off the hook there. He's right near you. Patrick, can you just say a few words? Because our audience has to realize you are such a brilliant muralist. You're Chevy's best friend. Patrick, are you there? There he is.
Oh, my God, Patrick.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I don't mean to embarrass you, but your work is truly poetry.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank you for everything you do. And Patrick is a huge animal advocate, as you know, Chevy. Yes. He does so much.
He's a huge animal, too.
He does so much to give back. And Patrick, your work just is so incredible.
Thank you so much, Jill.
Tell us what you're working on. I know you just did something recently for animals. You never stop giving back.
Yeah, we just did a bunch of, I actually just had my youngest son help me with a bunch of murals. We did some of some steers and some horses, and we just installed those. And then that was a fun project. It was great. So.
And it's going to benefit who?
Well, this is a paid project.
Basically me. I shouldn't have said that. I'll say
he's my manager. I kick back to him. It works out.
Please go on Patrick's website. Patrick, give your information. You cannot believe it. And he will show you in slow motion from the beginning to the end what these paintings look like. It is fascinating and miraculous.
Really beautiful stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just patrickgianino.com.
That's G-I-N-I-N-O.
Perfect. Nailed it.
No, wait. That's G-G-O-N-T-A-N-E-N-O.
Nailed it.
And Chevy, where do we go to get your work? You want to spell your name now?
What do you mean my work? I don't do any work.
Well, we do. You have a website.
And Patrick just said you have a website. First of all, what can people get from your website?
He does sell items. He has all the Christmas shirts and signed memorabilia. And there's a special Christmas box coming out. And it's official, chevychase.com. And just keep looking back.
Wow. And then all through the holidays.
They sell within like a week.
They go fast. It's amazing.
Well, Chevy, thank goodness that you have Patrick. You're not a very good promoter. We wouldn't have even known about this website if it wasn't for Patrick.
No, but, I try to stay out of his life.
Well, I can only imagine how many people would want that merch from you, Chevy. That's some good merch, I'll tell you.
That's good merch, yeah.
It is good merch.
Thanks, honey.
I can't wait to see you again, and thank you for spending the time, even though it started out a little rocky, technically, we got it, and we really appreciate you being on Rappaport to the Rescue. This was so much fun.
It's great to be here, great to see you, and by the way,
yeah,
never mind. It was fun, I had a lot of fun.
Okay, but I was hoping we could end by you saying this was the best interview you've ever done.
By the way, I've never had an interview this good, I'm telling you. And by a beautiful woman, I must say.
And I didn't make him say that. Oh, Chevy, continued success. It's so obvious why people all over the world still can't get enough of you. Chevy, Cornelius, Chase.
Very nice. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you so much. And give my love to Janie and all of your beautiful daughters.
I'm glad you noticed that. It's wonderful. They're all great.
And so are you and Patrick.
Thank you, Jill.
Bye, Jill. We'll see you soon, all right?
Bye, guys. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Now, when we come back, we are going to check in with our cat correspondent, Deborah Cribbs, who is on location to help raise awareness for all the kittens and cats that need a home for the holidays.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell. She was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk.
She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Cat Chat with Deborah Cribbs, founder of the Give Them 10 movement.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue from that wonderful and hilarious interview with Chevy Chase. We now have such an important segment. We are checking in with our cat correspondent, Deborah Cribbs. And for those of you who've been following along with her and who hasn't, Deborah is on location again at the Cincinnati SPCA. And this week, she's here to talk about a very important initiative called Fix by Five. Ouch, Deborah, hi.
Hi. Glad to be back here at this beautiful facility, the SPCA in Cincinnati. I always like coming here because this is a really great shelter. They're really progressive. They take care of their cats and dogs so well. And, you know, the point of view that we have in the shelter world and the cat world, get them in, get them out. But right here behind me, there are all kinds of kitties waiting for their forever home. And some of them are talking to me. I don't know if you can hear them, but I can.
Yeah, and it's a different location and so beautiful. Last time, you know, it looked like almost like a cat kitten spa. And now you're in a shelter environment. But what a lovely environment it is. Clean and playful and very happy.
You know, you're right. And shelters can be happy. I gotta say, I think it starts with the people. And if the people are happy, you can tell. That means the animals are probably going to be happy as well. And these cats, you know, Jill, as you know, dogs are going to show you how happy they are. Cats don't always show you, but they are. These are happy cats. These are definitely happy cats. And I absolutely want to talk to you about Fix by Five. If you guys and your audience haven't heard about this, it's a really great initiative. It's national. So Fix by Five means get your cats fixed by 5 months old. That's all it means, 5 months old. And you know, the reason I think there's an old-fashioned point of view in the shelter and vet community that you can wait until 6 months. But you know, cats can get pregnant as early as 4 months. So we don't want that to happen. We don't want unwanted litters. We don't want, even if this is a beautiful shelter, Jill, it's not like we want all the cats to end up here. Of course we don't. So Fix by Five, take the responsibility as best you can to make sure your kittens are fixed by then.
You know, it's interesting. It's very controversial with dogs. You know, there are many oncologists in the animal world that say with a dog, especially a big dog, definitely neuter later. Spaying is a different story. But with cats, you're telling me that earlier is really so important. And why is it? What are the benefits of spaying and neutering earlier for a cat or a kitten?
Well, it is interesting. There's a lot of data that has been captured in the last couple of decades that suggests that the arrival of any cancers will maybe not happen the earlier you're able to fix that cat, especially the girl cats. So there is not data now that says waiting is beneficial to the cat. And I would also add, although it is beneficial to their health, it is beneficial to society because we don't want unwanted litters. But also, the earlier you intervene, the easier it is on the cat, if you just think about it. The younger you are, the better you get over something, whether you're a human or a cat or a dog. And there are lots of behaviors that happen in cats, and they start happening. I mean, if a cat can get pregnant as young as 4 months, these behaviors start happening around then, and they're not happy household behaviors. So it's just better all around. Get them fixed as young as you can. Buy five, but you can go as early as 2 pounds.
And is there a difference if someone has an inside cat versus an outside cat?
Good question. Oh my gosh, that is so important for people to know. That thing I just said about behaviors, that's all about inside cats. You don't want them yowling because the girl cats go into heat. That kind of bad behavior needs to be avoided in the household or potentially spraying, especially for the boy cats. So absolutely, you want to fix your inside cat for you, if not for the cat, for you.
Yeah, making your life easier as well. So for those that are apprehensive, they've got a darling little kitten and they're thinking it's too early, it's not going to be healthy for them. You say to them what?
The doctors know better. The vets know better. It's absolutely okay. Get it over with. Do the right thing. And then your household, everybody there, the cat and you will be happier and healthier for it.
And it definitely affects the local shelters too and can help the local shelters.
Yeah, really good point, Jill. The better behaved we are as people, as the humans, and you know, we are generally in control here. The better behaved we are by keeping cats and dogs out of shelters, then the better the shelter environment is. It's not a good thing when shelters are overrun with cats or kittens. So let's all do the right thing and that won't happen, right?
Yeah, and for all of our listeners, what can they do to do the right thing? If they don't have a cat or kitten at home, how can they help?
Well, get in touch with your local shelters. You can always give money. I assure you, they'll always take money. Boy, if you're not ready to adopt, perhaps become a foster family for some kittens, that would be a great idea. That helps keep the cats out of the shelter temporarily, maybe until they're ready to be adopted, until they're old enough. Or just call and ask if maybe you can be a cat petter or a dog walker. The shelters will thank you for that.
Well, Deborah, I don't know how you do it. I'm looking at all those kittens and cats around you, and I know how much you love them. How are you going to go home without one?
Oh, no, Jill. There's a well-known rule. Everybody who knows me knows. My husband said no. No more. No more.
I, on the other hand, would say, the hell with it. I'm coming home with another kitten or cat.
Okay, then that's what I'm going to go tell him, Jill. We'll see what he says.
Oh, no, I don't want to get in the middle of that. Deborah Cribbs, this is great information and just in time for the holidays. Thank you so much again for this wonderful segment on location at the SPCA in Cincinnati. So great to see you and a wonderful, healthy and happy holiday season to you. And what's our message? Please open up your heart and home to an animal in need. Right, Deborah?
Yes, and thank you very much. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you, and thank you all for listening to this wonderful holiday edition of Rappaport to the Rescue.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.